Veritas Wealth is an independent financial planning business focused on managing wealth. In this series, we share hard-earned insights gained through years of experience at the cutting edge of financial planning.
Good to see you again, Rick, but you aren't going away again this weekend, are you?
Sean, I actually am, yes. Why do you ask?
There's just a glint in your eye that says the weekend is upon us. I was thinking, a friend of mine's dad, shame, he had a bad fall recently. They were planning to go away and visit their grandkids in Australia and England, I think, and they've never been abroad to see them. And it's a little sad because, you know, he's quite wealthy, from what I understand. What I recall, he was quite watchful of his money. I guess he was planning to start spending it later on in his life, sort of enjoy it during his retirement. Anyway, his wife has been trying to convince them for years to go and see the grandkids, and she basically begged him, and finally he gave in. He booked the tickets, ready to go, and now he's lying in ICU with a fractured hip and a broken wrist. So I thought that was quite disappointing for them.
Oh, that is so disappointing. I mean, it's really disappointing for him to be in hospital, but I think shame his wife, yeah, not being able to take that trip. I hope she gets to do it in future. It's funny you mention that. I actually had a very similar conversation with a client not too long ago. And in her case, we were doing some financial planning going into retirement. And, you know, she made the point of like, well, hold on, I think I'm going to have higher expenses in my early part of my retirement, because I think by the time I hit age 75, I think my costs are going to reduce. So, yeah, I guess we hadn't really thought about that much. But, yeah, we started really pondering that.
It does sound like a fair assumption to make, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think as our role as lifestyle financial planners, we're here to help clients enjoy their lives and their savings that they've managed to put together for retirement. So when people come to us, I think one of the most powerful interactions, certainly initial interactions, is when we get clients to articulate and really think about how they want to lead their lives and where they want to spend their money. And we as financial planners can tell them, using the info that they've given us, how their money's going to last. And we base this on a number of assumptions. So our first response to this lady was basically, I think age 75 is probably a bit premature where we think costs are going to reduce, but she definitely does have a point. Costs do reduce as you get older, but I think it's probably closer to 82, you know, mid-80s would probably be a safer reference point.
That's very interesting. I honestly had no idea that people were still so active at the age of 85. So, Rick, then why do lifestyle expenses start to slow down as clients get past a certain age? Can you unpack that a bit?
Yeah, I mean, we've noticed in our client base that maybe it's age 82, let's say, but at around that age, I think their lives start to slow down a bit. I think their lives become a bit simpler and they don't maybe take part in the activities that they used to enjoy. They just can't do those any longer. So as a result of this, I think our client was quite right, saying the rate of their spend is probably going to reduce as they get a bit older.
Yeah, and as you've said to me before, this is not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing.
Yeah, look, I mean, yeah, absolutely. Remember that wealth and lifestyle expenses can have radically different meanings for people. And it's very important to keep this in mind. Lifestyle financial planning is very personal, right? And that's exactly what it's all about. You know, it's not one-size-fits-all. So people that have substantial assets and they live well within their means, they don't necessarily have to worry too much about escalating medical costs or frail care costs later in life. While others who maybe have lived their lives a bit more to the full, they haven't built up the required asset base to sustain that, you know, they would have to carefully consider those lifestyle decisions and choices at a later stage. So our role is to help them understand the consequences of these lifestyle decisions. And hopefully we're doing that almost before they're incurred so that we can help them make the correct decisions for them.
Could you paint me a picture? What kind of costs do you generally expect to reduce later in life?
Look, just to list a couple, traveling. As you get a bit older, you know, you're going to travel less. I think those long-haul flights to Australia and the UK are quite tough on people in their late 70s, mid-80s. It's strenuous, you know, and traveling can be hard. So I think that definitely slows down. And travel is a major expense for South Africans, especially with our weaker exchange rate. So that certainly will reduce And then I suppose vehicles. I mean, most people going into retirement have two vehicles, a couple has two vehicles, and, you know, then they may even go down to one car, and then maybe even that one car doesn't get used as much. I often have clients that have cars that are 10, 12, 15 years old, and they've only got 20,000 Ks on the clock.
Sure, yeah.
So, you know, that's car, which is a substantial cost as well. And then probably household running costs, I would say, can drop, not always. And I'm talking about, you know, security, gardening, household staff, maybe that sort of thing. You know, especially when they move into retirement village. I mean, yes, there's a retirement village levy, but certainly some of them meals are provided very economically. So you're not going on and having big grocery bills. You're not eating out as much as you used to. I mean, I think that's a big one. People, as they get older, invariably socialize a little less. And I mean, we've heard since COVID, many elderly clients have spent most of their evenings more at home and rarely going out. So that, I think, has a definite impact on your expenses.
Okay, so what I'm hearing you say is maybe you agree with your client and you're saying sort of carpe diem, you know, spend what you can while you can still enjoy it.
Well, within reason.
Okay.
I think it's important, you know, for you to live the life that you want to and to the fullest that you still can. So we obviously have no idea how your health is going to pan out or play out and can change from one day to the next, just like that. You know, I think a blind spot that's worth mentioning for many people is, you know, you need to realize the impact of a significant health issue on your partner, because that also is going to have an effect on your lifestyle going forward. So, you know, that's something that's often overlooked.
Right.
So yes, I would say within reason, carpe diem. I mean, the other thing that's worth saying, we've only spoken about the cost that reduce, but there are those that are increasing, and we need to factor those in. It's very important in our financial planning. And those are costs like medical costs, which definitely increases by more than inflation, which we have to factor in. And then, of course, as you get older, there's the chance that you may end up in assisted living, or you may need a carer, or maybe one spouse is living in assisted care and the other is living in the retirement village. So that's definitely a lot more expensive. So whilst there's this potential of reduced costs, there is a chances that later in life those costs actually increase as well.
Okay. The picture's coming together for me now. Rick, what questions would you discuss with a client that does want to seize the day, so to speak?
Yeah, look, I guess the big question is, you know, will I run out of money? And I think that's probably top of mind with clients is, so, I mean, through a modeling exercise, you know, the question is, can I afford to ramp up my spending now in early retirement? And what happens if we hit tougher times? Have we allowed for, you know, extra expenses for medical later in life? And then I guess the thing is, when I do hit this number of 82 or 75, whatever we pick in our modeling, you know, will my expenses actually reduce? And maybe I'm really healthy and fit and physically want to still travel, but the money's not there. So, you know, how are we going to deal with that? And then I suppose lastly, if it doesn't work out, is your family comfortable to step in and assist you should it come to that?
Yeah. Okay. Look, I've never really been one for spreadsheets and so forth, but I can see definite value in plotting it all out and really getting to grips with that, thinking ahead about the life that I hope to lead in my golden years and how that can really help me keep my expenses in check. So I see the value here.
Yeah, look, absolutely. I mean, I think the intersection of life and what you want to do and then your money is exactly where we think lifestyle financial planning comes into play. I mean, we spend a lot of time doing this financial modeling with clients, and so we're happy to work through a number of different scenarios with clients. And actually, we're encouraging our clients to get out there and do the things they want to do, you know, obviously if the finances allow it, right? So try and do the things you really want to do as much as possible in early retirement, you know, visit the grandchildren, go and do the things you want to do, go and make memories and enjoy the experience to the fullest. But obviously, it's always important to have the long-term view of sustainability and your financial independence in mind.
Yeah, and as you say, at the end of the day, we're all wanting to know if or when we're going to run out of that pot of money, to spend it wisely while we can. Thanks so much for yet another insightful conversation, Rick. Thank you for listening to the Veritas Wealth Podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, please share it with others and visit veritaswealth.co.za for more on managing your wealth. Veritas Wealth, real people, real conversations.
a place where money and life meet.